see if I'll do it in 2 days or one. I'll try to do it in one. It's because I promised I'll get back to Bava Kama tomorrow. But to open up a very, very important concept, Mishnah Perek Yavo says, "Aseh lecha rav u'kneh lecha chaver, u'dan ka'odam lekav zchut." And the Gemara here, both in Moed Katan and Chagiga, talk about the drishot of what type of rav do you need? What does it mean, "Aseh lecha rav," that you have? And I know most of you went through the Gemara. It's a real question nowadays. To finish up our series on Malachim, what does it mean that a rav has to be doma l'malach Hashem tzvakos? And the real, what I like to do is to give four interpretations at the end of this year. What does it mean rav is doma l'malach Hashem tzvakos? I'm working backwards, by the way. The end of this year will be rav doma l'malach Hashem tzvakos, four different interpretations. Working backwards, we'll go over the Shitas HaRambam, which Mr. Holzer asked about, which seems to be very problematic. On many levels of what he says, based on our Gemara Chagiga and Moed Katan, as we will see right now. Even before getting to the Shitas HaRambam, these are definitely two Gemaras, the Gemara Chagiga, what was it, Gemara Chagiga, Tetvavim Beis, and we start off with Moed Katan, which gives us some parameters. And as I said, it's mamash, super relevant for all of us. Whether it's this concept of, can I go listen to a shiur from a conservadox type of rabbi? Does it matter if he believes in Torah min HaShemayim? Does it matter if he's a thief? You know, can I go to these conferences, what's called the Limud Conference in England? Can I go to that conference or not? For those people who don't know, Limud Conference, again, it's a very similar idea of this conference where thousands of people come together and you have Orthodox and non-Orthodox people and people there. Are you giving legitimacy? Are you allowed to sit on a panel with them? It doesn't matter if you're a Hillel rabbi or you're not a Hillel rabbi. I mean, what happens? I asked Rav Hershler yesterday, being a rabbi in remote, would he ever sit together with a person who's not from? Rabbi Przanski and Tinek sat with Reform rabbis there, conservative rabbis, to some sort of panel. Are you allowed to do that? Why are you allowed to do that? Does it depend? All of these things. Can I go hear a professor give an amazing pshat in a Tanakh shir, but he doesn't believe? He doesn't believe. The guy doesn't believe. Is there any value to that at all? Or not? Right? All of these things are, and we'll get into it with Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam learned from all these secular philosophy, Pashat, that he wrote more Nevuchim, and the Rambam, the Rivash, wrote in Shelot Teshuvot Siman Mem Hei, bases his Shita on our Gemara. On our Gemara, the difference maybe between Gadol and Katan, we have to figure out what that means. So that's hopefully some of the breadth of what we're doing, besides just really the idea of when you say Aseh L'Charav, what should I be doing? And is it even relevant nowadays? I can just go to Rabbi Dr. Google. Right, go right on to the, here's all the information in the world, every het there, every isser I could do Chabad, you choose it. Is there any relevance to Aseh L'Charav at all or not? That's hopefully what we'll do in the next 45 to 55 minutes. The first Gemara that you saw was Moed Katan. Am I right?
Yeah.
So the Gemara Moed Katan had said, Ahutzurim Mirabanan. Davusanu Shomani. This already is a big piece, right? Servant Mirabanan, a young scholar, Talmud Chacham. Sanu Shomani. That in itself is not clear what that means. Sanu means hated. Shomani is what? His teachings? Or what's hated? What does that mean? So that I gave you a Machlokas Rishonim, which I think has nafkaminas. What are we talking about? Are we talking about that he's a kofir? Are we talking about that he's immoral? Right? That's really the question over here, right? So here you had a machlokas rishon. Rashi says, Sanu shamanei shiyotzum of shmos ros. Evil rumors. Evil rumors are going. What type of evil rumors? Rashi doesn't say. The Ritva. What did the Ritva say?
Filth of legs.
Shaya parut k'tzat b'zima, right? Sexual immorality. V'lo yashmuato tova, ki hayam mityachin im apnuyot, v'kir gadol tzurvim rabban. Right? Guy was having immoral gilui arayos, right? With girls. Pnuyos, oi. Right? So what do? You know, unfortunately, it's in this world. We have this. What do? Amri v'yudeh hechi lavid. What should you do? Shamte, should we put him in Chayrum? Srichi le'rabanim. Like the rabbis need him. He's a big Talmud Chacham. People need him. But lo l'shamte, then you're being mischal shmei d'shmaya. What are you doing? What are you doing? Chil Hashem. Right? And what's the Chil Hashem? The Ritva had pointed out. Number one, in source number four, the Ritva had said, what type of Chil Hashem is? You're covering up over Averuk. And you're saying these rabbis are all covering up for each other. Right? And therefore, that's the continuation of the Gemara of how the Ritva says. So Amrle the Rabba, Barbar Chana, Nidishmil Chabaha, Amrle, Hachi Amar V'yochan. Did you hear this? My Dichtiv and Malachi. Ki Sivse Koen Yishmuru Da'at B'tori Vakshu Mipiu Ki Malach Hashem Svakotu Im Domeh Rabba Malach Hashem Yivakshu Torah Mipiu. Here's the drasha. This is where it comes from. It's not just stam, you have to rebbe like a malach. It's a drasha, which the Gemara learns out in two different places here, that tells me, based on malachi, that I have to search for a rabbi who's dom al malach. We got to figure out what that means. The bottom baseline behavior is he's not this son who's shamanic, right? He's not having sexually immoral behavior with girls, right? That's simple of him, right? Then, and therefore, the conclusion was Shamti Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda put him into Chayrum. Okay? The Gemara continues with the stories, right? And gets into what we have over here within Rabbi Meir, the Gemara in Chagiga. Rabbi Meir learning from Acher. Gemara says, how is that possible? Quotes our Gemara, same thing. Yivakshu Torah Mipiyu. So what does the Gemara now say? Gemara says, Amar Resh Lakish, Rav Meir Kara Eshkach Medarash. This is very important to understand how you guys learned this Gemara. Because here we're going to have big machlokas to show them how to understand this Gemara. Right? So we have Moi Kata, we have the idea that of Rav that is Sone Shamani, which we saw, could either be great. He had said that that's right. Rashi had said some sort of Shmuel Graot, and the Ritva had said is right some sort of Gilui Arayos, right? And the Maskana there was what? What's the Maskana? Nidu, right? Excommunication, right? That's the result, right? That's the What's the problem? If the Gemara Chagiga, that what happens, right? The idea is we have this drisha of Tibit Dom El Malach Hashem, Dom El Malach Hashem Tzavakot. So then the question is, how did Rabbi Meir learn? Eich Rabbi Meir Lamad Me'acher, right? Don't we have Dom El Malach Hashem Tzavakot? So now, what is the Gemara's answer? What is the Gemara's answer? What's the answer of the Gemara over here? Rav Meir. Kara Eshkach Vidarash. You found the Pasuk in Darshan. Which is what? What's the Pasuk? Pasuk in Mishlei. Ha taznecha o shema divrei chachamim. V'libcha tashib ledati. You found the Pasuk. Right? Ha oznecha. Thank you. And then what? Right? And darshin that what? I put my oznaim and listen to divrei chachamim, but I can put my heart and listen to what? The dati, which is the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he darshin to the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not the das of other people. Right? So that's his drasha. He found the drasha. Okay? L'da'atam lo nemar l'da'ati. So what is it, right? So he made this drasha. Right? L'da'ati. What does l'da'ati equal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it says that what? I'm allowed to listen to other opinions. Right? Obviously, I have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the problem? Gemara says it's a contradiction. Why? Because Rav Chanina Amar Me'acha. Right? Shimi bat uri'i vati aznech v'shachi imech ubeit avich. Right? This pasuk says what in Tehillim? Tehillim Memhei. Yeah, what does this pasuk say? Right? Let me just make sure the pasuk. Shimi bat uri'i. Right? The problem is, what do we have? Then you have Rav Chanina. We have Rav Chanina. Right, we have Rav Chanina on the different pasuk. What is it? Tehillim, right? Anybody? Shimi bat uri'i vati oznech. Right? Which means that what? So, the idea over here is, can you listen? Yes. From Rav Chanina what? Can listen. So it's going to be a steer over here. Right? This is what? Can listen. Not too ready. Right? Can listen according to the first one. Can listen. Right? Versus, what is Rav Chanina? Shimi. Help me out over here. What's the pasuk, my man? What's the pasuk? Shimi. Yeah, say it louder so I can write. Batari. Shimi batari. Keep going.
Shimi
batari. Yeah. Not loud enough. Go ahead, Ellie. Louder. Shimi batari. Vati oznech. Vati oznech. Yeah.
Shatechi.
Shatechi. What?
Imcha.
Amcha,
Amcha. Amcha.
Yeah.
Ubeit Avicha.
Shachi Amcha Amech Ubeit Avicha. Meaning, don't learn from them. Right? Hear, O daughter, and see and incline your ear. Shimi bat ri'i vati oznech. V'shichi Amech Ubeit Avicha. But forget your people and your father's house. Right? Forget their deeds. Don't learn from them. Right? Don't learn. So it's a contradiction. So what do we have? It's a stira. What does the Gemara answer? What does the Gemara answer? What's the answer here? Ha-gadol ha-bakata. Ha-gadol ha-bakata. La-briyut. How do you understand ha-gadol ha-bakata? What does that mean, Mr. Mabridge? English. If what?
Learning from a gadol.
What do you mean learning from a gadol? It's not talking about learning from. It's talking about the student. It's talking about the student. If the person is what?
He's a katan, and I assume that he can't
listen. Right, but a katan here does not mean 12 years old. Katan here means person who can't handle the truth. You know, a person who's not mature. Right? Yeah, exactly. The gadol is what? The gadol was talking about as a mature. And again, there is a certain, you know, just because a person is 12 years old, there could be a certain level of a pikeach. Right? There is a, that's the reason why the Gemara uses it. But it's talking about the student. Right? If the student is gadol, then he can listen. That's what this pasuk over here, in the first pasuk, which was Mishlei, I think, right? It said it's Mishlei? And Mishlei was talking about, you can listen. That's the gadol. Versus the katan, meaning not only in years, but in maturity, then he can't. Okay? What is the reason? That's a good question. Right? That in itself is going to be a machlokas rishonim. Right. Rashi and Tosis is going to say one thing, Rabbeinu Chanan will set a different reason. And we're going to see what the Rambam says. Okay? That's what I'm... Rashi and Tosfos understand. Rashi says, I'll read it to you. I should have brought a few. I don't know why. In my older sources, I brought the Rashi. I guess I took it out. Rashi had said the following things, and Tosfos is saying the same thing. Rashi says, you know what it means, gadol? Hayodea lizaher shelo lomod mima'asav. Hayodea lizaher shelo yomod ma'asav yachol lomod Torah mipi. If you know how to be careful that you're not going to learn from his actions, then you can hear his what? His teachings. Meaning, there's a concept out there that they say freedom of thought, but not freedom of action. Right? I can listen to him, but what? But I have to make sure that I'm not really influenced by his actions, which is a little dangerous. But that's the, or a lot dangerous, depending on who you are. That's the why it's gadol and katan, right? So that's the chiluk here between gadol and katan.
That's Rashi and
going to be the first answer of Tosfos. But to understand that, we have to see Tosfos' question. Right? We're going to get to the point of, just for the record, in the continuation, the Gemara talked about how Rav Meir then, as a continuation, that Rav Meir was a gadol. Right? How did he learn from Acher then? What did he do? He took the klipa, he threw out all the bad stuff, and he kept the pri. Right? So the Gemara said, right? Based on the pasuk in Mishlei, am I with me? El ginati goes, right? The concept of, right, like the rimon, right? That's like shir ashirim. What was the beautiful language? Right? El ginati goes, yaradati in the road, bi'ibe anachal. Lamanim shul tanachim, like goes, ma'i gozeh. Ava pisha meluchlach, petit vitzoa, im ma'ash betocho nimasaf tanachach, ma'a pisha sarach, im tarato nimeset. And that's what the Gemara says. How did he learn from Acher? Rameir Rimon Matzah Toko Achal Klipoto Zorak. Right? He took what? He took the good stuff and he threw out. He was, sounds like from the Rashi, he's that person who's able to do that. Tosfos had a question. Tosfos says, a second. We have the Maskani here of Gadol and Katan. Right? But over here, the Gemara over here doesn't say Gadol and Katan. Gemara just said that what? That the rabbis were these people were what? Son of Shamani, and therefore what? Nidui. What happened? Why is there no? How does this Gemara Moin Katan deal with the Chagiga? That is Tosfos' question. Let's read it inside because people I think struggled how to read Tosfos inside. Right? This is the question of Tosfos. Look at the Tosfos because it's very, very important. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos in source number 7, Miseches Chagiga. you're making this distinction between gadol and katan. For how darish parent basra the boy katan, davu sari shemani deshamti Rabbi Yehuda. Where does the question end? Right there. Thank you, Rabbi. Right, that's where the question ends. Which is what? What's the question, Mr. Sam? It's a stira. Why is it a stira? Gemara here just said pure excommunication. What did the Gemara not say? Maybe why not make the distinction and say that it would be a gadol? How about gadol? Just say this is a gadol. It's fine. Why did the Gemara make the same distinction as the conclusion of the Gemara Chagiga? That's Tosfos' question. Tosfos gives two very, very interesting answers to make distinctions. I'm happy to repeat the question. Tosfos says, I don't understand. We just finished this whole Gemara and said that really it depends what if the person is a gadol and it's mature enough or not. Right? So if I'm mature enough, then I could. If I'm not, I can't. Right? So why did the Gemara give that distinction over here? That's Tosfos' question. Tosfos over here said we had this rabbi who has some faulty behaviors, bad rumors, or worse than bad rumors, licentious behavior. And what happens? Just straight out excommunication. That's Tosfos' question. Right? Tosfos' question is what? Lama ein chiluk bein gadol v'katan. As we saw in this Gemara, that's why the arrow is here from this conclusion of this Gemara. Tosfos gives two answers. What was Tosfos' first answer, Mr. Omer? Excuse me. Hey, Yona! We're not tired! Yes! Go, Omer! What do you got? Number one. What? That's the first answer? Why don't you read the first answer for me, sir? That's the second answer, what you said. Tell me the first answer. First answer, Tosis.
Oh, yeah, no,
what's the answer to the question? Lama im chilav bein gadol lekatan? What's his answer? In one word. No, it's not the answer. What's his answer? Tell me the answer. He, Tosa says, why in this Gemara is there no distinction between katan and gadol? His answer is, there is. There is a distinction. You're right. His first answer is, you're right. You have to basically cut and paste this Gemara to this Gemara. That's the first answer. The first answer is three words if you want in yeshivish terms, which is in hachinam. You're right. You're right. You know what this Gemara was talking about? That you put him in, you put him in here because the Gemara says in hachinami. Tosu said hachinami. You know what this Gemara was talking about? The Gemara Mari Katan is talking about what, Mr. Arye?
A katan.
Since he's a katan, he can't handle the truth. Right? And therefore you put the rabbi in chayru. Versus if it would be gadol, you're right. You can make that distinction. That's Tosa's first answer. What?
Who does the katan or he's worried that other comes?
The idea is that the audience over there that it's talking about is katan. Right? Therefore, you put the rabbi who's doing bad things in chayru. Love after jail. Excommunication. Okay, it's a type of spiritual change. Spiritual change. The second answer is really fascinating. Tos, what does the second answer say? And the second answer says that no, there is no distinction between katan and gadol. Lama in chilav bein gadol b'katanim? You know what the answer they say is kacha. Why kacha? Tos's answer is inami. Afilu have gadolim. What do you have to say over here? Yaron, you see this? Inami afilu have gadolim. Right? Even if there would be gadolim over here, still what? Chirim. Which means what? What do you have to say on a conceptual level? What's the conceptual level? That there's got to be a difference somehow, which you're going to have to figure out. There's a difference somehow between Rav Meir and Acher versus what? This rabbi, Talmud Chacham, was son of Shemani. Because he says, even by gadolim, Nideyu Rabbi Yehuda, Kevan Shematza Makom Lenadoto, Uvedinaya, Kevan the son of Shamani. Tosus quotes this answer of Rabbi Chanan over here and says that what? There is no distinction. And Tosus emphasizes what? What's the reason? Right? I feel a big dolan, it's a problem. And you put Nidoy, because he says why? Son of Shamani. Because of son of Shamani. He emphasizes that what? Whatever the Soni Shamani is, there's something. There's something worse. There's something worse over here. The simple pshat is, you can make a distinction between what? Between a person, especially if you understand, like we saw in the Ritva, it could be a difference of a person who has problems with emunos and deos.
Different levels of bad rabbis.
Correct. There are different levels of bad rabbis. Correct. It could be that if a person is immoral, right? Like we saw from the parsha, the Drosha Saran talking about the Avos. The Avos says what? Make sure you do not marry from where? From Canaan. Because there's a problem of Derech Eretz. That's the problem of Znus. When it comes to Emunas Adeus, okay, we'll teach you. Okay? So it sounds like over here that answer is that we have one opinion over here. The second answer of Tosfos doesn't hold carte blanche of the difference between gadolim and katanim. He's saying that there are certain behaviors that are reprehensible, and therefore you could not. There is no distinction between gadolim and katanim. That would be according to that second answer of Tosfos.
Saying the rabbi in Moed Katan was worse than the rabbi in Talmida.
Yeah, correct. That's exactly what's going on. Now you have to remember, Acher is a kofer. You know. Now again, that in itself is a machlokas. I only gave you the Bavli. There's a very important Yerushalmi, but I figured I'm not going to have as much time to continue moving ahead. Within this, we can get to. We'll learn Rabbeinu Chananel in a second, but first there is big stuff within the Rambam. Okay, Because this already can give us one answer for the major bomb question which everybody asks on the Rambam. There are two bomb questions on the Rambam. One of them is what Mr. Holzer asked, which is the Rambam anti-Kiruv? Is the Rambam, right, if you read what's going on within the Rambam, and I think if you read it carefully again, Mr. Holzer, you'll see that the Rambam was not anti-Kiruv. You'll see what's going on over here. At least one answer. But number two is, seems to be that the Rambam, and this is the Lechem Mishnah's question, and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh's question, and the Bach, everybody asks this, is that the Rambam seems to, what, ignore this Gemara. The Rambam, right, every time we want to learn the Rambam, you don't remember, one of the things I teach you here is when we learn Rashi and Ritva and Tosfos, and is you have to figure out what they say and what they don't say. The Rambam, Sa'ar Gemara, is also. He has the same exact question as Tosfos. So, what's going on? What do you mean, what's going on? Let's read the Rambam. Before we'll get back to Rabbeinu Chanan. We'll get back to Rabbeinu Chanan, which is a big Chiddush also. Okay? So let's read the Rambam. Everyone with me so far? What we've done is we have this distinction between Gadol and Katan. And what do we have? That's one, and therefore the first answer says that the two Gemaras are in tandem. The second one says no. Not every time is, can, even if I'm a Gadol, can I... There are different levels of problems. Unfortunately, it's very relevant in our contemporary society also. Torah could be a samachaim or samamavus. It could be an elixir of life or a death sentence. Says the Rambam, Perek Dalet Alachal of source number 10. Ein melamdim Torah, el letalmid hogun noa b'masov, o letam. Right? This was the first part of the Holzer question, which is, I can only teach a Talmud, a Hogun, Noe B'masav, O L'tam. Ava im haya holich b'derech lo tova. Machzir no tova mutav. Umanhigan oto b'derech yishara. Uborkim oto ve'achar kach machlisim oto l'beis ha-medrash. Umelamdim oto.
He's not
I agree with you. But what he does is very careful. If you look at the Lechem Mishnah and also the other Achronim points out, what does he say? It says, "Im lamdim Torah el latam and hogan na b'masav o latam." What does tam mean?
Simpleton.
But look at the Lechem Mishnah. Tam means what's a lomer that we don't know whether he's good or bad. Tam here means what? Not a person who's an open Russian, as opposed to a person who's an open Russia. You first have to fix them. You first have to what? And that might not be a din in a. In a Rebbe, right? Different ways to explain this. It might very well be, which is again a very, very interesting question. You know, is this the source for Aish? Is this the source for, you know, all the different Kiruv trips before they get him into the Beis Medrash? Right? Yeah, that's exactly the point. But the point is, it might be that they're not ready. They're not ready to sit down. There's a good chance a lot of these people, they're so closed up, they're not ready within their ma'asim. They're not ready to go sit down and learn a pasuk in Chumash v'Shafti v'Shalom v'Beisavi. They need to, what does it say? Machzir oto l'mutav, manhigin oto b'derech yishara. It might be that they need a boot camp before they're sitting down and learning a Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Right? Uborkim oto, and only then, after they started what? This is how. There's a sefer called the Divrei Yirmiyahu. It's an Achron that's explaining the Rambam. He explains it that way. Only afterwards are they ready now that maybe their neshamas are opened up. Only at that point you can be machnisim oto l'beis medrash and teach him. Umelamdim oto. Right? That would be the concept of the kiruv. First you go and you bring him into the house and you eat with them and you help them to see the derech hayasher. And then, of course, and then you set up, and only then they're ready to go into the Beis Medrash. That might be one interpretation to answer up Holzer, which is an interesting way of chronology. Obviously, nowadays things are mixed in, but it's still definitely a shita. For our sugya, we're dealing with the other part. Our sugya is the Chena Rav, right? And that's why I bolded it, because that's what we're dealing with today. Sheino Holech B'derech Tova. Afa pi shechacham gadolu v'cholam srichin lo ein mitlamdi mimeno ad shuvo lemutuv. You can't learn from him until he does shuvah. Shenemar kisiv sekayim yishru dat v'tori v'akshu v'pim. Ki malach Hashem tzvakus. Amru chachamim rav davim v'akshu v'pim. V'im lav ay v'akshu v'pim. What's the question on the Rambam? What's the question on the Rambam? Two questions. Yeah. The Rambam ignored our katan gadol distinction. That's all the questions. Why did the Rambam bring down the same? It's the same question that Tosus asks. That we're asking, why did the Rambam not look at the Gemara in Chagiga and say, I can learn with it from a gadol? Why did the Rambam bring this down?
Also within the gadol, he can't differentiate.
Why not? Why doesn't he? Exactly. That's the question that everybody asks on the Rambam. You see that? What's going on? That's the question of the Lechem Mishnah. Source number 11. What? The Chiddush of the Rambam is what he doesn't say. What he doesn't say is what? That I cannot listen, that if I'm a gadol, I can listen to the rabbi. Even though he's not fully yosher. Just like we saw in the Maskan of the Gemara. Habakatan of a gadol. Why does the Rambam, that seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara, exactly like the question of Tosos. And the first answer of Tosos was, you're right. If I'm a gadol, I can listen to him. Why did the Rambam bring it down? Why did the Rambam bring that down? Why the, we have a maskan of our Gemara. The star over here, the maskan is what? Habakkuk Gavah. Which means that what? That we had said that what? There's a pasuk that says, I'm allowed to learn from them. Everyone with me? And it's definitely tough to say within the Rambam that he goes like the second answer of Tosus. It's a little tough to say that. That he doesn't hold of that distinction. Because why? That really holds at that distinction, right? That what? The second, what was the second answer of Tosos? The second answer of Tosos was even Gdolim can't, because why? Because they're so bad. Meaning, on a certain level, the Rambam should have said something. Not only should he have said something, he himself
learned from Aristotle.
Like, he himself. Meaning, very tough to say this. Meaning, you could have said that answer, but it's tough. Again, you could give that answer and say what we said, which is maybe the Rambam goes like the second answer, and there's a difference between Aristotle, which is philosophy, and immorality, sexual immorality. It's possible. It's possible, but a little tough. A little tough to say that within the Rambam. It's a possible answer. So let me give you some different answers within the Rambam. How do we answer up the Rambam? The chiluk of katan and gadol. Why doesn't he mention it? And again, the chiddush of what? That when can I learn from him? I can learn from him when he's done shuv. Shkoyach. Is that a chiddush?
No,
it doesn't. Seems to be that's not a chiddush. That's another question we're going to answer right now also. Posh. You know, like, oh, what's that? So maybe it's not going to be so posh. You got that? Yeah, what do you want to say, Keith?
I see how it fits into the second answer of Tosos, because otherwise you say that it's one of the big three, so it is such a bad thing, and that's therefore it goes like second answer.
It would have been better. You're right. It would have been better if he spelled it out a little bit more. One could. Because again, what does he say? V'chein arav she'ino holech b'derech tova. Afa b'shechachem gadol. What does it mean, ino holech b'derech tova? Right? Again, it said before.
That's from Maisim.
Holech b'derech lo tova. Right? Sounds. You want to say that sound like Maasim? Yeah. Not in... You want to say holech b'derech tova? It's like bad midos type of idea.
That's what Martin talking about. Martin's talking about his numerais. That's one of the worst.
Yep. Definitely something to think about. So one answer, maybe is Tosos goes like the second Tosos and says that there's a difference between Emunus and Deos and Holech B'derech Tova, B'derech Lo Tova is an understatement on a certain level. Well, another answer the Lechem Mishnah gives, the Bach says the same answer also. I gave it to you from the Lechem Mishnah, source number 11. The Bach says it also that what? that the Rambam disregards this distinction. You know why the Rambam disregards this? Because of the language. It's what? What was the svara that says I'm allowed to listen? He's right. I said it quickly, but if you listen to the language of the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? There's two parts of this answer. This is going to be answer number two and answer number three. So Shita Sarambam. Number one we said is Efshar. Okay, well, let's see there. Shita Sarambam. Ein Chiluk Bein Gogol Lekata. Now is the question, right? One answer, possibly, like the second answer of Tosos. One answer, Teirutz Sheni Shel Tosvot. The language of Holech Derech Tova on a certain level is what? A little bit of an understatement, right? Versus Emunot. Second answer. Second answer is going to be, there's a second and the third answer are connected. The second answer, which is the answer of the Lecha Mishnah and the Bach, is what?
It says Rav Meir.
Correct. It's Rav Meir, but listen to it. It's Rav Meir, then what? It's his pasuk. Kra Eshkach Vidorosh. Which means what?
Just him.
Just Rav Meir found this pasuk. But the other implication is what? Other people disagree. That's Shitas Rav Meir that did that. And again, that would be the second one. How the Rambam is what the Lecha Mishnah says, and the if you look at inside source number 11, Finira Shirabenu, three lines into the what? Into the bold. Finira Shirabenu Mitnei Shira, member of the Rav Yochanan Shehuva Baharvi Mekomos Bistam. He says number one, the Gemara of Rav Yochanan that says this piece Domel Malach Hashem Tzvokos. This idea, this statement of Yochanan, it's brought down in many places, and it doesn't have this distinction of Gadol Katan, like the Gemara Moed Katan. There's no distinction. Therefore, he said it's carte blanche, and it's just Rabbi Meir who was what Ka'eshkach Vidorash. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh gives a third answer. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says very similar, but it's not the Korah Eshkach Vidorash. But the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Yebet, Pasuk Chaf Chet, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh explains, Shitas HaRambam, and he says, this is what? Because of Yeridas HaDoros. This was only Rabbi Meir, right? This is Rak Rabbi Meir. Only Rabbi Meir is the one who's on such a high level, and that's what the Gemara says. But everyone else, right? We're no longer like Malachim. You read this Adoros.
Only
Rav Meir could go listen to Acher. That's why the Rambam doesn't bring it down.
That's worth not putting it there.
What?
That's worth not putting it there.
No, you put everybody else, you put the Rabbi.
Everyone besides the Meir.
Correct. Rabbi Meir is able to learn from Acher and be able to make these distinctions because he's Rabbi Meir. But everybody else.
But that doesn't explain why the Rambam learned from Aristotle. Though. Still,
the Rambam's like Rabbi Meir. The truth is, the Rivash says that it's actually a very important Torah Umad statement. That the Rambam, but the Rambam, he says a statement that first of all, it's a good question. I think the answer to that is the Rambam is like Rabbi Meir that way. But it's an important piece on the statement of what modern Orthodoxy is and the concept of secular education and all those things. Is he says the same thing that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein writes. Zatzal in an article about Torah Mada or general studies in Jewish thought, he basically said that the Rambam learned Kol HaTorah Kula before he did those things. The Rambam had full Bava Yerushalmi of the reading of the language.
The first sefer the Rambam put out was actually on medicine.
He was 18 years old, no?
He was 16. It was on like math or something like that.
Definitely could be. Just to let you know what the Rivash. What the Rivash says, he says the aim.
The first sefer he put out wasn't a Torah sefer.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. The point is what? That he learned before that. Listen to the language. The Rivash is sitting on him and hey, the aim lahavi raya me'arambam. Ki hu lamad kodem lachem kol haTorah kula b'shleimut. Halachos agados tosefta sifro sifri. Ve'kuli tamud abavi yushami. כמו שנראה בספר משנה תורה שחיבר. וכדי להשיב את האפיקורוס, he then made within the Sefer Mor Nebuchadnezzar the store המופתים בריאו שהביא הפילוסוף, לקיים כמות העולם וכן בעניין ההשכחה. So you want to say historically that's not true. You want to say that first they put out the math safe.
I think it was math.
Okay. Yeah, but the concept for us is, and this is their answer, the idea is that you first, the proper shita is, make sure you're immersed in Torah before you go to college. Right? Learn Shana Aleph, obviously. Right? That's the third answer. Third answer is, you would say Rav Meir is on the level of Rambam and Rabbi Meir. Everyone else, which I would attribute to also, people have to be super careful with everyone who's nice and confused and nowadays. Number fourth answer.
What's the second answer?
Second answer, the Lashon Mishnah says, look at the Gemara. It's Rav Meir, Karav, Eshkach, Chedorash. All the other Gemaras brings down Rav Yochanan's statement to be Dome Lamalach Hashem Tzvokos. Everyone brings that down and says what? There's no distinction between Katan and Gadol. Why? Because only Rav Meir is the one who found this pasuk in Mishlei, but everyone else disagrees with it. Das Yachid. Das Yachid. It's the same type. Yeah, that's what I said. I could have done 2 and 2a. Very similar, just different points. One of them is saying that only Rav Meir found that drasha. The other one is Rav Meir is on that level. Just the Rav Meir, the level. Very similar to the concept when they say about women in Talmud Torah. Right? They said, oh, only Beruria. So nowadays, what do people say? All women are all like Beruria. Right? It's the same type of concept, right? They get a strong education, and therefore they're not stupid. Right? They put in the time. Right? It's not that they will learn for 5 minutes and make everything up and be tiffles. Right? It's the same type of concept, right? From the opposite angle. If you look at the fourth and final answer for the Rambam, that's in source number 13. And it's based on the Rabbeinu Chananah. So, if you hold 13 for a second, go into Rabbeinu Chananah. Rabbeinu Chananah understood the Katan and Gadol differently. Rabbeinu Chananah, look at Rabbeinu Chananah. We didn't finish up the Gemara, but the Gemara had said what? The Gemara had said that at the end of the Gemara in source number 6, the end of the Gemara in Chagiga, what did the Gemara say? After it said that Rabbi Meir took the rimon and he threw out the klipa. The end of the Gemara was what? Right before that, the Gemara had said that Ashkeche Rav Barshila to Eliyahu HaNavi. He says, what's the Ribbono Shel Olam up to? He says he's going over all the different chidushim of the rabbis. But Rav Meir he didn't include. Why didn't he include Rabbi Meir? Because he learned from Acher. So Rabbeinu Chananel understood this Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel on source number 8 added a big, big, big chiddush here, which is the next level. The Avo Gavda Aminan. Rabbeinu Chananel on source number 8. Very important, Rabbeinu Chananel. The Avo Gavda Aminan, Rameir Krach, Rina Eshkach, V'samachalei, the Pasuk in Mishlei. Hat Az Nechoshmat Divrei Chachamim, V'libcha Tashit Lidatim, not Lidatam, Mechlal. That could be Mekabalis, Torah. The Gemara says that's a stira. So the Pasuk of Tehillim, we need to be Domel Mel Hashem Tzvakos. What's the Gemara's answer? Look what it says. Bikshu Torah Mekiyu Bekata. De Ovin Kedai Kei De Rabi. The Chashina Lori, the Lamafi Play the Talmud Ra'a. Avon Godol, the Kedai Kei De Nafshe. Right now, obviously, Rabbeinu Chanan also is not talking about Godol Mashani. Then the Gemara says, "Hamrel yo, everybody the Rabbanan, but Shmaiti the Rabbi Meir, Mishum the Gomer Me'acher lo Amrinan Hilchasa, Afil Gadol leMotar Mechavero. Why? Because Yari Shemayim Tvei Adifle. You know how he learns the Gemara? Even if you could be a Gadol." HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring it up because what's lacking from it? He's just a professor in a university of a Bible scholar. And what are you left? What are you missing? You're missing the Yirat Shemayim, the Birchas HaTorah before, and what we sang before. Lamod Lamid Shemar Balasos. They have Yiro Liachin and Shemecha. Look at source number 13. One second. Look at source number 13. This is the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam, when he doesn't bring down the Chiluk of the Gadol, according to this source over here, source number 13, he's quoting from Rav Chaim Steinberg. Can't say I know who that is. He says that what? That even a Gadol is also to learn. Even if not like Rashi and Tosfos, that I might come to learn from the Maasim. The issue here is not that I'm not mature, that I'm going to go listen to a beautiful professor, listen to biblical criticism. I'm not going to learn from that guy. Still it's Asur, according to this. Why? Because the Isser Lomoni Menu Mitamachir. He quotes this Rabbi Hananel. And he says, Vayanirech, the last two paragraphs that are folded. The Kozei Eino Mishum De'at V'Godo Shayech Akshashim Mamasav. No! That's not the issue. To become a Lama Lo Amu Shmaita Mishmaita Rabbi Meir. Fa'akor Chachovu Acher. Here's the big chiddush. When a person's lacking Yirat Shemayim, guess what his Torah is? It's lacking the Chefts of Torah. The Gemara in Bracha says that if a Talmud Chacham is lacking Yirat Shemayim, that's the reason why people are not, his words are not listened to. It's chaser the Chefts of Talmud Torah. Hare'in Torasa Torah Kla. It's Bible. V'lachim Ein L'mod Mimenu. The came of Shainu Yorish Shemayim, Hare Chaser B'Torato. Mishum Hachi, since Rabbi Meir learned from him, B'Shamayim didn't say his words. Since he learned from Achir, Nimsad Ami Chisarom B'Divrei Torah Atzman. But Lorak Tam Stati, it's not just a technical reason. Maybe I'm going to learn from him. And that's why the Rambam doesn't bring down the difference between Katan and Gadol. Because it's not Katan and Gadol. That's not the issue. Even in a Gadol, it's a problem. Why? Because that professor's lacking Yirat Shemayim. And therefore, it's Chasir in the Torah. And he says, that's why the Rambam has to say, De'in mitlamkim imenu ad shuvu l'muta. What's the chiddush? We said, isn't that Pasha? One second. Isn't that Pasha? What's the answer? Since the Torah he learned at the beginning was without Yirat Shemayim, so I would say that what? Now that he did tshuva, so his Torah is still chaser. That's what I would have thought. Just like Rabbi Meir who learned from Achir. Even though Rabbi Meir himself wasn't chaser Yirat Shemayim. But since his Malami was, there's a chisar in the Torah for the Eder. And for the Rambam's Mechadish, no! After the Rambam has done tshuva, you're allowed to learn from him. Therefore, this fourth and final answer of the Rambam is what? Why is there no chiluk? There's no chiluk because the main thing is what? Yirat Shemayim. That Torah without Yirat Shemayim is what we call pure wisdom. Just secular wisdom. Secular wisdom, that's university. That's the difference in going to university and yeshiva. How many people come to me and say, yeah, I want to come to yeshiva, I go to learn some Hebrew. Nice. Go to university. Go to university. Take an opan in university. Right? That's not what Torah is. Torah is Shechina. Torah is Shem Shemayim. That's part of the point, if I have a couple more minutes, to be able to then talk, which is a nice leeway, to tell me what then is, what type of Rebbe you're looking for. That's Dome Lamalach Hashem Tzvachos. I got 9 minutes. Write down the question so you don't forget it. So now we said the four sheikhs of the Rambam. So what then does it mean, Dome Lamalach Hashem Tzvachos? One of them is exactly what we just finished saying. It's a tzinor. You know what it means, Malach Hashem Tzvachos? A malach is what? A malach is a spiritual being. So this is, you want to be able to what? This is what the Rambam, when he did, I gave you that whole long Rambam to look at, the Misora, one Rav to a Talmud to another Rav, the Rambam emphasizes that what? This concept is a tzinor l'yirat shamayim. Fits in very beautifully based on Rabbi Elchanan, what we just said. Right? Look at the Rambam over there. This is what it means, Domel Malach Hashem Tzvachos. Okay? Being able to see your Rebbe. Does your Rebbe daven well? Does your Rebbe watch how he talks? Does you understand that, wow, this is a person who's going to help me in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at, this is what the Rambam says in source number, anybody? 12. Right? The Hakdama. Right? He's talking about Alpha Pishlo Nichtava Torah Shabal Pe Lamda Moshe Rabbeinu Kula, Beis Dino Shim Skadim, Elazar, Pinchas, Yeshua, all God from Moshe, Yeshua Shum Talmido Shemoshe Rabbeinu Masa Tor Shabbat Pe B'Tzigolov. It continues with the whole Mesorah. And then at the end, what does it say? Umar Baravashi Kibel Me'avim Baravashi Merivina Nimsa Baravashi Akmo Shabbat Hashem. There's 40 generations. And the idea is that it should be all from HaKadosh Baruch. It's a link in the chain all the way from Sinai. Right? That's the concept of what the Torah, what a Rebbe is supposed to be. Connecting you to HaKadosh Baruch. It's not just, okay, I'm going to teach you now, this is interesting, nice Chakira. No. To be able to get you back to the Sinai experience. Second of Pshat of Doma Malach Hashem Tzavakos is based on a Medrash and a Gemara. Source number 14 comes back to our Mazel. Okay? Rebbe's function is to help you to grow. Omer of Simon, source number 14. Precious Rabba, Omer of Simon, there's no blade of grass. Shein lo mazo barakia shema keuta. That the star hits it. Va'omer lo gadel. Says to grow. One of the functions of the Rebbe, Doma Malach Hashem Tzavakos, what is this Malach? The Malach says what? Grow. The small. Right? Like the mazel. Right? So they, just like to the grass, so to the Rebbe. Look at source number 15, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, mentions that when Rebbe Eliezer gets sick, four of his kingdom came, his Talmidim came to visit him. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon said, Rebbe, you're better for Am Yisrael than a heap of Yeshamim. You're better than a drop of rain. Because a drop of rain is in this world. Rebbe, you're in this world and next world. Rabbi Yeshua said, Rebbe, you're good for Yisrael because you're better than the revolving sun. Galgal Chama. Galgal Chama is this world. The sun is for this world. Rebbe, you're this world and next world. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, Rebbe, you're better for Yisrael, even better than a father or a mother. Because an Avad and Me'im is in this world. Rebbe, Olam Hazeh V'Olam Haba. And then Rebbe Akiva talks about Yisur and Chaviv. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Ma'amar Mem. He says, you want to know what this Gemara is talking about? It's talking about the function of a Rebbe as a person who's helping growth. And there are three levels of this growth. Just like the angel, just like the mazal. Number one is Gishamim. Right? That's what's going on over here. Number one is Gishamim. Gishamim. Right? Explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Just like you put a garim, a seed, into the ground. And how does it grow? It gets from the water, from the rain. So to the neshama is the same seed that's put into us. And the only way it is what? It just stands there waiting for the hashpa of the Rav to help him grow and develop himself spiritually. Okay, so that's the kishamim, like the garim, the adama, so to the neshama. Second one is the sun, Chama, Rabbi Yeshua. Because it's not only helping you to grow the photosynthesis or the sunlight, but the next part is you need the light to save you from bad influences, from pegara, from the kotzim, from the wild animals, from the bandits. You have the sun out there. So to the Rav is like the helps grow Talmidim and build Talmidim, but he's Meir, like the sun, he lights. Gives them a derech, helps them with ashkafa, meir drachim, to make sure what? With an ashkafa, just like the sun, to what? Monea from sakana, from what we call mokshim baderech, which is what in English? Anybody know what mokshim are? Mokshim are minefields, right? There are all these minefields out there. Rebbeim are supposed to be there to help you, give you a derech, to help you think. Right? Not brainwashing. Help you to talk about it with you. Number three is Ava Ima. We know that a father and a mother, Mesirus Nefesh, right? Without a father and mother, that the partners, the Shlosh Shutafim, just like Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kasher Yisa. Right? So do over here. Kasher Yisa Haomim, the suckling child, Etayonik. So do over here. Father, the Rebbe, is supposed to not displace Chas V'Shalom, but to be able to care, to help build Mesiras Nefesh as your own child. That's the second pshat. The third pshat, you know what a malach stands for? You know what a malach stands for? Malach is a shliach. A Rebbe, Domel Malach Hashem Tzvakos, means that I have a shlichus. I'm not sure, when I'm a Rebbe, it does not mean that I'm going to learn with Daniel because it's going to be all about me. I have a focus that the student and the Talmud, he's the person that I need to help and grow. My shlichus. There's no ulterior motive. That's brought down in source number 16. Okay? It can't be that I have these double agendas. No, the agenda is, and this is what the Hasidic Rebbeim say also, the Malach is what has to be Domal Malach Hashem Tzvakos. That he's always going, he's a Mahalech, always looking to not just about himself, but it's about his Talmidim. Right? Shliach. Right? Lo La'asmo. The fourth answer, and my Targum likes to quote from this Targum Yonas of Menuzio, that says, we say every single day, V'kara zel zeh, V'yomar kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakot. This is talking about the angels. We say it every day, that they call each other, and they say kadosh, kadosh. What does the Targum Yonas ben Uziel say? The Targum Yonas ben Uziel says, U'mekablin de midin. You want to know what it means? The malachim are makabel. Right? They're makabel, their positions. Right? So to a Rebbe, he's not the only one who's giving over a shear. The Rebbe is the person who's mekabel as talmidim. He's listening to them. He cares about them. He respects from them. He is there for them. Obviously, it's a continuation of the shlichus for la'atzma. But this is the fourth pshat. It's not that, and all of these are needed, in my opinion. All of these are needed. Whether it's a pulpit rabbi, whether it's a Rebbe, all of these things are needed. Whether it's Tzino Yirat Shamayim and the Rebbe on a certain level, Rav Nevenzal's up here, and we're down here. Whether it's the concept of being able to have the group, you can't grow just by Rabbi Dr. Google. They don't get to know you. They're not there as your sunlight, you know, to be able to help you to go onto the Facebook and read a post over there. It can be really dangerous, even though it says the word rabbi there. You need Rebbeim to help you understand and talk it out with you. A Rebbe there that's there, you know, you believe that he's there for you, a shlichus, and a Rebbe that's there is makabel Torah. He respects you. He wants you to be a great Talmud Chacham. Everyone should have a good day.